This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. The big story here in Washington over the weekend was the major rally on the Mall near the Lincoln Memorial, sponsored by talk show host Glenn Beck. And instead of a political rally, which many people had expected, instead, the theme was restoring honor with a major focus on America turning to God. Beck referred repeatedly to America's Christian founding, which of course has many observers saying that that's an inaccurate view of American history. My guest today is Bob Knight. He is a senior fellow with the American Civil Rights Union. He's also a Washington-based reporter for Coral Ridge Ministries. He's here to explain what he makes of this response, as well as some of the points made in the Beck rally. And Bob, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Greg. It's always good to be on with you.
What'd you make of the backlash?
It's predictable. I think the cover is being ripped off now, and America's seeing that the secular world is very intolerant toward people who insist that what really happened, happened. And that is that America's founders were overwhelmingly Christian, that they formed this new government informed by Christian principles. And the two most important ones are, one, that we're made in the image of God, and so therefore each human life is precious. So life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are to be protected by the government. And number two, that man is sinful. We're all prone to sinful desires. None of us is to be trusted completely with power. So they designed an ingenious method of limiting power with checks and balances and even different branches of government. So the whole thing has worked marvelously for a couple hundred years, but only because of the Christian principles that undergird it.
What is the reason, you think, for this huge debate over what was the focal point of the founders at the following and just how much their faith and their belief in God factored into that? How do we settle this dispute?
Well, I think if we go to the history books, it's pretty clear. The something like 24 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence had the equivalent of seminary degrees. The seminaries actually gave seminary degrees after the Constitution was approved, but before then, the major colleges like Princeton University and Harvard were set up as seminaries, and their degrees were the equivalent of seminary degrees today. Also, if you look at the education that the founders received, and that would be maybe 250 guys who were involved heavily in the pre-revolutionary and then post-revolutionary period, all of them had Christian educations. They had instruction in the Bible. They had instruction in Christian principles. The documents really flowed out of a whole Christian worldview, beginning with British common law, which the great English legal statesman William Blackstone said was based on the principles found in the Bible.
We're talking with Bob Knight. He's with Coral Ridge Ministries and the American Civil Rights Union. And Bob, some have said that perhaps the underlying message is fine, but since it's coming from Beck and since it was stated in Washington, it's almost as if he's like, say, turned to God as part of furthering a political agenda. Did you sense that in there at all?
Well, not really. In fact, I think a lot of people were hoping Beck would be more political than he was, but I think it was a sincere statement that, you know, none of what they do politically in Washington will matter if we lose our culture, if we lose our moral foundations about why we're a nation, where we're going, where we came from. We have to go back to first principles. And he said, well, they really come from God. If you lose sight of that fact, then you don't value human life. Then you don't value private property, which is protected in the Bible. You don't value the idea of limited government, because if might makes right and there is no God to answer to, you can justify any encroachment on human liberties. And that's why the left continues to be hostile toward the idea of God, toward the idea of a Christian founding of America, and to continue to try to attract and grab more and more power and centralize it in Washington, D.C. They really mean to replace God with government.
Bob, a couple more reactions I want to get your reaction to. One came today, or at least over the weekend, from President Obama, who said he didn't watch any of the rally, but he senses that these are people who are anxious and nervous and perhaps have been affected by some of the economic downturn, and that's why they're so responsive to events like the one we saw over the weekend. How do you reply to that?
Well, it sounds suspiciously like his other statement during the campaign that these people in Pennsylvania were clinging to their bitter people clinging to guns and religion, and having antipathy toward people who aren't like them. It was a thinly veiled attack on the people there, basically saying, well, they don't know what they're really doing. You can't really help them or fault them because they're just victims of hard times, so they can't think straight. But I saw far worse comments in the president's, say in the Washington Post. The couple columnists just openly called it racist, said the Tea Party was, full of Klansmen, and recalled that some had shown up with Nazi signs at earlier rallies. And I'm thinking, if you have to manufacture points made from other events from this one, this must have been a pretty clean event. In fact, the organizers asked them not to carry any signs so the media wouldn't focus on a particular message, and they complied. These people were very peaceful, decent. They were somber. They felt they have a mission to take this country back for their children and grandchildren. They cleaned up the mall after themselves. I mean, I don't know what more he could ask from a crowd.
Bob, last potential criticism here, and this one actually comes from the right, and some have said that this call for turning towards God would perhaps carry a larger message if it wasn't a Mormon who has very different fundamental beliefs in some ways than evangelical Christians or even mainstream Christians. How big of a factor is that, if any?
Well, I think it is a factor. People are wondering which God Glenn Beck was talking about, but given his references to the New Testament, to the Old Testament, I don't think he said anything up there that any evangelical Christian would disagree with, or certainly much of it for any observant Jew. I don't know what Glenn Beck has in his heart. I don't know whether he is an Orthodox-type practicing Mormon, or he was he came out of a different background and he turned to Mormonism, but he's also been conferring with some very distinguished evangelical Christians like David Barton, and he might have had yet another religious experience. I don't know. I just know that what he said made a whole lot of sense in front of the Lincoln Memorial on Saturday.
Bob, a major event that's still getting a lot of reaction, as evidenced by the fact we're still talking about it. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, Greg, thank you for having me on.
Bob Knight, senior fellow at the American Civil Rights Union. He's also a Washington-based reporter for Coral Ridge Ministries. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.